KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, topping the news today, the National Weather Service has extended their winter storm warning for the Sierra Nevada above 3,000 feet through 5 p.m. this afternoon. An additional 1 to 4 inches of snow is expected above 3,000 feet. The total snow accumulations above 5,000 feet will range anywhere from 2 to 4 feet. Winds will continue to gust as high as 50 miles an hour over exposed ridgetops. Now, for those who must travel to the Sierra Nevada, expect chain controls and road closures. Remember now, winter storm warning means snowy roads and limited visibility. And do we still have Highway 88 closed this morning, JD?
At last check, it was closed. Let's see if nothing has changed, so still closed. Okay. Well, a quick update from the Emergency Operations Center on COVID-19. The stay-at-home order issued by Amador County Health Officer now extended until April 30th. Okay, the stay-at-home order issued by the Amador County Health Officer extended until the end of this month, April 30th. Now, one additional case contact investigation conducted on a positive COVID-19 case last week on a person employed within the county, but who does not reside here in Amador. The positive case will not be reflected in Amador's total positive case count. Now, total positive cases in Amador County to date at 3. No COVID-19 related deaths in Amador County to this date. Now, current information on COVID-19 can be found online at amadorgov.org/services/COVID-19.
And another confirmed COVID-19 case in Calaveras County brings its total to 4. The latest patient is a woman from Valley Springs. County Health Officer Dr. Dean Kaleda says this is not a work-related case and she did not need to be hospitalized, but there was a period of time before the diagnosis where the woman did have some contacts with others in the community. Kaleda says that contact investigations are currently underway.
And California, now the first state in the nation with FEMA approval to provide the means to safely isolate those experiencing homelessness in the state to protect them and the state from COVID-19. On Friday, Governor Gavin Newsom officially launched Project Room Key in conjunction with county partners across the state with an initial goal of securing up to 15,000 rooms for the purpose. According to the governor's office, state and local governments will receive up to 75% cost share reimbursement from FEMA for hotel and motel rooms, including wraparound supports such as meals, security, and custodial. According to Amador Tuolumne Community Action Agency Executive Director Joe Boers, over $316,000 is flowing down from the state for expanding shelter space, including by acquiring motel and hotel space. The monies will be split between Tuolumne, Amador, Calaveras, and Mariposa and will filter down through each county government to their behavioral health officials. Each county will then decide how best to spend it before June 30th. Among their options, locating and leasing empty motel or hotel properties to segregate infected or at-risk homeless, slowing the rate and spread of COVID-19, which will in turn flatten the curve.
And while the census is all about numbers, these days those monitoring the replies are all about the response. On the statewide level, the responses of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan are leading, as each state is currently showing about a 50% response rate. However, California, we're sitting in 27th place at around 43%. Don't worry, Alaska is dead last, though. County-wise, there are some who are close to having two-thirds to three-quarters of their folks compliant. While in Amador County, we're just over 34%, and Calaveras County, just over 20% have responded. Now, Census 2020 field operations have been suspended during the COVID-19 emergency. However, anyone who received communications by mail, even if they received a paper questionnaire to fill out, can enter the code associated with the address and complete the census online. 2020 census, census.gov. There's where you go.
Well, with the current shelter-at-home orders extended into May, PG&E announced Friday it'll remain focused on essential projects and continuity of service. These essential projects involve maintaining, repairing, upgrading the safety and reliability of its gas and electric infrastructure, as well as key wildfire mitigations as the state and nation continue battling COVID-19. Now, California's shelter-at-home order currently remains in effect for all 40 million Californians and has been extended in key areas until May 1st. Importantly, the order exempts essential workers in critical infrastructure sectors, including energy companies like Pacific Gas and Electric. This includes individuals performing any work necessary to the operation and maintenance of gas and electric systems and services, including those that support other essential services. Now, as with everything, this situation is evolving. The utility will continue to adjust work as necessary, with more information available online at pge.com/COVID-19.
And a reminder today from Amador County Tax Collector Mike Ryan, the second installment of your 2019-2020 Amador County Secure Property Taxes. They're due and payable and will become delinquent if not paid by 5 p.m. on Friday. Ryan says it's the state that sets this delinquent date and not the county. Payments may be made through a variety of methods, but again, they must be either postmarked or be in no later than the 10th. Information on how to pay your bill can be found either on the county website or on your tax bill itself.
And the VFW 8254, DAV 188, and American Legion 108 will hold a veteran community blood drive today, 10:30 to 5:30 at American Legion Hall on Sutter Hill. Donors receive an in-hand t-shirt, and as always, bring a photo ID, eat well, drink plenty of water. For more information, contact 304-8770.
That's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, and for the latest COVID-19 information, visit our website at kvgcradio.com.